Wife's so mad, she starts to shaking. Leaky bag, and now the girl is gagging. She's nagging. I need you to get that stuff off the kitchen floor. Is that too much to ask you for? But I see no reason why I can't let a few more weeks go by. And now garbage is piled up high. And buddy, you should see the flies. I said, biodegrade, but there's 100 health codes that I'm violating. Even my dog passed out and needed resuscitate. You won't believe it. Take a whiff of that aroma. Sure to put you in a coma. It's so messy, can't find my toenail clippers. It's so bad, the roaches wear slippers. Warm, sweaty clothes pile up in this joint. Stand up by themselves at this point. It's so filthy, now baby, I can't lie. I wipe my feet before I go outside. I wonder what crawled in here and died. You know, walking around barefoot, I've been terrified. But it gives me stuff to talk about with my friends. Like, hey,
I think them rats getting big.
Oh, there's something rotten here.
Say what?
You better hold your nose.
Oh, hey, you disgusting stuff.
Look what we got in here.
Now what?
Let's watch it decompose.
Oh, hey, you disgusting stuff.
Think you wanna throw up with a little bit of and a little bit of think you wanna throw up. It makes you wanna just makes you wanna kidding, doggone it.
Oh.
Unless you're gonna do it. Careful not to breathe the fumes.
Check
it.
Garbage piles are going all the way to the bathroom.
Turn into toxic waves sometime this afternoon. Better get a hazmat suit and a push broom.
Oh.
There's something rotten here.
Say what?
You better hold your nose.
Oh, hey, you disgusting stuff. You
Oh, it's kind of hot in here.
Too hot.
Bring out the fire hose.
Oh, hey, you disgusting stuff.
Tiny bit of make you wanna throw up. Mix a little bit of with a molecule of make me wanna throw up. It makes me wanna just makes me wanna
What is up, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Trash Day by Weird Al from his 2003 album Poodle Hat. What a great song. It is a parody of Hot in Here by Nelly. Also a good song. But that kind of gets us right into today's show. Today's show is another sequel episode to a show that we did a couple years ago. And that show is Comedy Songs. Tomorrow is a very special day in the comedy prankster world. It's April 1st, April Fool's Day. And that begins in approximately 1 hour. And so I thought, as a little countdown of fun before the calendar switches to April, we could listen to some fun comedy songs. Now, I'm sure most of you probably don't remember, but when we did this first episode, I, of course, played some Weird Al, but I played a variety of artists and a variety of songs. I think I focused primarily on YouTube comedy, but I had, of course, Weird Al and a couple other artists that branched out beyond that. But the world of comedy music is really interesting, because some of it is really dead on, for example, like Weird Al parody, but some of it is a lot more nuanced, and it could be the topic is it misdirects you, or it's just a straight up weird thing, or it's crude, or it's something really obscure. But yeah, comedy music can hit so many different things. And the songs that I chose for today's show, I think they provide a pretty good variety. I kept it where I think there's only one YouTube. Well, there's a couple, but they're older. But there's one big just like YouTuber song on here, and it's because it's another song released by something, and that I'll get to when we hit that point, because we haven't gotten there yet in the show. It's crazy that it's almost April. I'm a senior, so April's gonna be my last full month, which is wild. But I have a lot of, it's gonna be a busy month for me, and I know for a lot of other seniors, because I know before April is through, I will be practically done, minus a couple insignificant assessments. But yeah, it's crazy. I'm trying to savor every moment of it. I don't want it to go too fast. I got to take it one little bit at a time. But yeah, it's super crazy. It's surreal. And that's another reason I want to keep it light and happy with some fun comedy music, because it's fun. And tomorrow's a fun day. I will prank at least one person. I try to, whether it's just one of those like silly, stupid pranks that you plan in 5 seconds and execute 5 seconds later. One story I will share before we get back to the music is, when I was in sixth grade, I remember I was really friends with this guy, and, I'll keep him anonymous for this story, but he came up with an April Fool's joke idea months before April. I think it was maybe December or January. And he told us, and he told all of our friends, and he said, I am going to go buy a jar of mayonnaise. And I'm going to, gonna empty it out and clean it and wash it. And then I'm going to fill it with vanilla yogurt. And then I'm going to bring it, and I'm going to be like, oh, lol, like I have mayonnaise for lunch. I'm going to eat this whole jar of mayonnaise. And then he's going to eat the yogurt in the mayonnaise jar. And he thought it was a big thing, like, oh yeah. And then people will be grossed out because they'll think I'm eating mayonnaise. And he never did it. He never did the bit. I think we talked him out of it. We were like, that's dumb. That's kind of silly. Like the worst thing that will happen is people are think you're kind of weird because you're chugging some mayonnaise, but mayonnaise is edible. It's just kind of strange. So whenever I think about pranking someone, I think at least my prank won't be as bad as that one. And it makes me feel better about my prank. So that's my April Fool's prank story. And now let's get back to the music. The next song I got for you guys is one that came out a few years ago. It was part of the extended cut of Bo Burnham's Inside, which was a special that he did with Netflix during COVID, where he kind of isolated himself and wrote a bunch of music. And then about a year later, he released an Inside Deluxe or Inside something that included additional music. And then he released that music on streaming services. So this song is a song that he wrote called 5 Years.
Hey, baby. It's me. Our anniversary's coming up. It's a pretty big one. And I wrote a song for you. So I'm just leaving you this voicemail because I want the song to begin with this voicemail. Like, I want the voicemail to play in the beginning of it. So if you could just download this voicemail when you get it and then text it to me. You might need to like download another app to download the, I don't know if you can rip your voicemail right off your phone. You might need to like just Google it. Don't call me and ask me, because I know what you're gonna do. You're gonna get this and you're gonna think you just can't do it and you're gonna call me, but then I'm just gonna Google it. So just you Google it. You're an adult, you can figure it out. So just figure it out and text me the voicemail immediately, if you wouldn't mind. Like, right when you get this. Thank you. I love you. Bye.
You're my best friend. I love you. You know me, and I know you. We got problems that we've been through. shit that we'll get through. You think I'm rude to you. You think I am the worst because I ask when you suck my dick. You take out your Invisalign first. Come on. 5 years, 5 years. Still you, still me, still here. 5 years. Chinese, I'm eating my dumplings. You reach over and you take my dumpling. You don't even say, do you mind or nothing? Why would you assume that you're entitled to a dumpling? So I look at you, you look back at me like, what the fuck did I do? If you really wanted some dim sum then, you really should have gotten some. When we put in the order, you say you're a psycho. And I don't wanna fight, so let's just drop this, it's not a big deal. Okay, but for the record, you owe me a dumpling. I mean it, I won't forget. You owe me a dumpling or a dumpling equivalent. 5 years, 5 years. In the house, you freaked and you jumped up onto the couch. Since I was close and able, I jumped up on the coffee table. You said you should kill that. I said I'm no fuck that. You said come on, be a man. What? You're a total anti-sexist, a patriarchy fighter, but your whole worldview collapses the moment there's a spider. Cool, I get it, this is the real you. It's a pleasure, nice to meet you. Shit like this brings the movement down. Everyone's a feminist until there is a spider around. 5 years. Every time I need to take a poo in the bathroom, you out of the blue need to use the bathroom. Just use the guest room bathroom. That's why we got two bathrooms. Just use the guest room bathroom. That's why we got two bathrooms. And you know,
I was walking through the city streets, and a man walks up to me and hands me the latest energy drink. Run faster, jump higher. Man, I'm not gonna let you poison me. I threw it on the ground. You must think I'm a joke. I ain't gonna be part of your system. Man, pump that garbage in another man's veins. Go to my favorite hot dog stand, and the dude says, you come here all the time, here's one for free. I said, man, what I look like, a charity case? I took it and threw it on the ground. I don't need your handouts. I'm an adult. Please, you can't buy me hot dog, man. The farmer's market with my so-called girlfriend. She hands me her cell phone, says it's my dad. Man, this ain't my dad, this is a cell phone. I threw it on the ground. What, you think I'm stupid? I'm not a part of your system. My dad's not a phone. Duh. Some poser hands me cake at a birthday party. What you want me to do with this? Eat it? Happy birthday to the ground. I threw the rest of the cake too. Welcome to the real world, jackass. So many things to throw on the ground. Like this, and this, and that, and even this. I'm an adult. Two Hollywood phonies tried to give me their autograph. Your autograph, phonies. Then the two phonies got up. Turned out they had a taser, and they tased me in the butthole. I fell to the ground. The phonies didn't let up. Taser. seizing on my butthole. Over and over, I was screaming and squirming. My butthole was on fire. The moral of this story is you can't trust the system.
Man, that was Threw It on the Ground by The Lonely Island, originally written and performed as an SNL digital short. Fun fact, the SNL digital shorts that Andy Samberg did is what got me into SNL. I remember I had a friend tell me, oh, have you watched Dear Sister on YouTube? And I said, no, what is that? And they said, you have to watch it. It's so funny. And so I remember I pulled it up and I found it. And if you guys are unfamiliar with the sketch, Dear Sister is a sketch where a bunch of people come into this room and they find a letter, and the letter is addressed to them. And then kind of partly through reading the letter, somebody gets shot. Like if there's two characters, and then one of them shoots the other one, and this music starts playing, that goes like, what you say? And, it's like slowed down and heavily like edited and multiple angle shot. And they just keep doing it over and over again with like five different people. And it's so obscure, but it's like, I don't know if that is the reason that my humor is that way, or if my humor is that way and that's why I liked it, but that's my type of humor. And so from that I realized, I was like, maybe I should see what other SNL digital shorts are. And I ended up, almost immediately after seeing Dear Sister, I saw Threw It on the Ground, and that also exposed me to The Lonely Island. Great group. I have talked on the show about one of my favorite movies, which is Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping. That is, all the music is done by The Lonely Island. The Lonely Island, they play the main characters in that movie. And yeah, if you haven't seen that, check it out. If you haven't watched those SNL shorts, from that era, it's too perfect. The Threw It on the Ground video, I'm sure you heard in the song, the last part he talks about running into Hollywood phonies. It's Elijah Wood and Ryan Reynolds, which is really funny, because like when I first saw that sketch, I was like, yo, that's Frodo. And then the other guy was like, yo, isn't that guy from that really bad Green Lantern movie? Or from that one movie that's about like proposing. I don't know. I probably wasn't that intelligent to know either of those. But yeah, it's crazy, man. So let's get back to the music. I got another one for you. This one is one that I'd heard of through, I don't know if my mom or if people online, but, there's a comedian from New Zealand who plays, well, he's done a lot. He did What We Do in the Shadows with Taika Waititi, and he's done a lot of stuff, but most notably he voiced Tamatoa in the Moana movies, and his name is Jermaine Clement, and he was in this comedy group called Flight of the Conchords, and this is their most popular song, The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room.
You are the most beautiful girl in the room, in the whole wide room. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. Good looking girls on the street,
yeah, depending on the street. Ooh. And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing? At my mate's place, how did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low.
Here we go.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Well, you could be a waitress. You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Well, you could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. I do my moves, I do my dance moves. Both of my dance moves. Mm-hmm. Oh, 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 oh. It's 12:02, just me and you. And seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a cabana. I can't believe that I'm sharing a cabana with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a cabana. Why don't we leave? Let's go to my house so we can feel each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking it slow.
Like a tree or a high class prostitute.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
You probably still have to keep your normal job.
A part-time model.
Spend a part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
Fucking shot. Well, my seatbelt's fucking broken. I got to tie it in a knot.
It's a piece of shit.
I can't see through the windshield, cause he's got a big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend puked in the back.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
You got a piece of shit.
It sucks royal dick.
That fucking pile of shit.
What arguments
never
and crap
gets him very far.
Oh fuck you car. It's got no CD player. It only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can lick my sweaty nutsack.
They can bite his ass too.
And I got no fucking brakes. I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day,
I hear, hey, watch it, asshole.
You fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
I got a piece of shit
you got
car.
A piece of shit car.
Diesel gas sucks my ass.
That fucking pile of shit.
That pile of gas of shit.
Very far.
Oh, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too hot for drive through, and you smell like tissue. But I'm too broke to buy something new. Oh, fuck me. The car always fucking stalls. And the seat cushion's got a big rip, so a spring always pokes the balls.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Plus the door locks are busted, I got to use a fucking coat hanger.
What a pain in his ass.
And if a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever bang her.
He never ever gets a pussy.
Hey, shut up.
He's a shit.
You piece of shit car.
He got a piece of shit car.
You piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
Both fucking
he got a piece
tires.
Of shit car.
No rear view fucking
piece
mirror.
Of shit car.
Seven different
he got
colors.
A piece of shit car.
Fucking rag for a
piece
gas
of
cap.
Shit car.
Tailpipe making
he got a
sparks
piece of
fly
shit
everywhere.
Piece of shit car.
That was Ode to My Car by Adam Sandler from his 1996 album, What the Hell Happened to Me? That's a little bit more, I know it's not directly SNL comedy, but, you know, Adam Sandler was on SNL and that is a comedic song. So put two and two together and you get four. Excuse me. Adam Sandler's songs are always very interesting because Adam Sandler is a comedian that I don't know if this is universal, but amongst the people that I'm around consistently, he's very divisive because there are some people that love him and there's some people that don't like him and think he's kind of dumb. I don't know. I think he's funny sometimes, but I also like that he doesn't care. And he does it on purpose. He's like, oh, I want to be silly, goofy, stupid. And then he does it. And that's good. Good for him. Sometimes you just need to be more like Adam Sandler and not think about what other people think. And just do it because you want to. And keep your friends employed. It's PSA time. Time for a PSA. Time to do a public service announcement. Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiologyinfo.org. Anyone? Anyone got anything coming up? I got one more for you. And this is from us here at WMFO. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2025 donation drive. If you would like to pay online, go to WMFO.org and click the donate button. Or you can write us a check. To visit our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Yeah, you should donate. Because we desperately need new equipment. And it would be greatly appreciated. Another comedian that was on SNL, who was quite a silly Billy, as some might call him, is the great Steve Martin, now known as Martin Short's husband. There is probably one of the most famous songs that he ever did, primarily because of one Trisha Paytas in 2022. But obviously it was famous before that. I'm talking about for my generation and people who were not aware, they had the Trisha Paytas incident. Steve Martin's King Tut, which is quite a fun tune. And I'm going to play it for you. And then after that, we have our surprise one YouTube song. And then we'll talk about that a little bit. But first, Steve Martin.
One last thing. If you bought my album and you came down here expecting me to do a lot of routines from the record and I didn't do them, maybe one or two, there's a reason for that. I think performers have to move on. You just can't do the same old material over and over and over. And it's kind of a cheat, I think, to rely on the same stuff. And if you don't agree with me, well, excuse me! One of the greatest art exhibits ever to tour the United States. Is the Treasures of Tutankhamun or King Tut?
People stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
Now if I'd known they'd line up just to see him, I'd take it all. He gave his life for tourism. Golden idols. He's an Egyptian. They're selling you. Made a stoner.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
I've been working all week, still can't make ends meet, and I've been getting no sleep, now I'm about to freak. Let's forget about last night, and live tonight like it's our last night, 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 ooh, 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 ooh. Like it's our last night.
Fox easy, three drinks.
Whoa.
One, two, three, four, get down on the dance floor.
It's the last night of my life. I gotta make it count. I'm not gonna cry. Sorry, there's a lot on my mind. Like, where do we go when we die? Is it dark? Can I watch movies?
I'm at the strip club trying to see some boobies.
Tell the DJ to play my song, cause I might die tonight. He might feel bad if I'm gonna die tonight, and he might just play my song. And I'm sobbing at the bar, begging girls to buy me shots, threatening to haunt them if they don't. I'm gonna be a mean ghost, a real scary ghost. Whoa, I've been working all week, still can't make ends meet, and I've been getting no sleep. Now I'm about to freak. Let's forget about last night, and live tonight like it's our last night, like it's our last night, like it's our last night, like it's our last night. Like it's our last night. Whoa.
Okay, here we go.
Whoa.
I am truly burdened with this knowledge. Wish I partied more in college. Now I'm 40 and about to die. There's a ton of stuff I was too scared to try, like dark chocolate, drunk driving. Now I do both and it's so exciting. You might think this is mean as hell, but I can't die if I kill myself.
I'm all up in church, putting in work. Gotta find faith before I perish. Every single faith, just in case. Gotta make peace with both my parents. Gotta write a will, gotta buy a gun. Hide in a tree and kill my mailman. Then I go back to church, I gotta go back to church. We're scared of hell, scared of hell. Whoa, but we'll never tell, never tell. Whoa. We should do this all the time, but we can't, we're gonna die, gonna die, gonna die. I've been working all week, still can't make ends meet, and I've been getting no sleep. Now I'm about to freak. Let's forget about last night, and live tonight like it's our last night, 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 ooh, 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 ooh. Like it's our last night. Whoa.
That was Last Night featuring Three Drinks by Fox Season. And if those names don't sound familiar to you, then you are not invested in the lore. You don't know the lore. So I'm about to drop some lore on you. There's a YouTuber named Danny Gonzalez. A few years ago, he thought it would be a great idea for a video to come up with a fake musician persona and try to see if he could get big without people knowing that it was him. He put on a fake mustache and a fake goatee and changed his clothes and posted some videos online on TikTok, and people almost immediately figured out it was him. He released a song, and a lot of the videos were around him promoting the song. And yeah, so that was that. Then I think it was maybe last year, he randomly released another song under the name Fox Season, which is this persona called Nepo Baby, which I have played on the show before. And then he released this song late last year with Curtis Connor, who created a character who has almost no lore named Three Drinks, who's a rapper. They're trying to simulate those late 2000, early 2010 singer-rapper verse breakdown combos. So now you know. And that's the one YouTuber song that I was talking about, is that that's within an established, while still small, it's in an established little universe. And so it's funny because they're singing about being scared of death, and that's funny. Ha ha ha, you're scared of death, you know? Like, no, I'm just playing. Like Flight of the Conchords, like The Lonely Island, even like Danny Gonzalez and Curtis Connor, because they do often collab on stuff, whether it be music or not. There is a very underrated comedy group, in my opinion. Maybe they're properly rated above my age range, but in my age range, I don't know a lot of people that talk about them. There are two comedians, Kate Micucci and Ricky Lindholm, and they created a group, a comedy singing group, called Garfunkel and Oates, taking the name Simon and Garfunkel, taking the name Hall and Oates, mixing them together, and you get comedy magic. So here's probably the song that people my age know of theirs. From 2011, You, Me, and Steve.
Candlelight and moonlight all around us, I look into your eyes. You hold my hand underneath the table, and I can't disguise the way I feel. I could have wished a thousand wishes for this night. I can't believe that it's finally me and you and you and me, just us and your friend Steve. Do 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 Steve. Do 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 leave. What's the deal with your friend Steve? Oh hey, how's it going? You took me out for waffles and to the movies. I was hoping for romance. You even took me to the Mexican circus. I thought there was a chance we'd be alone. I could have wished a thousand wishes for Steve to disappear. What the fuck's your fucking problem? Why is he always here? Do 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 Steve. Do 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 do. Go away. What's the deal with your friend Steve? Oh hey, how's it going? It's not that I don't like your friend, but how many hours with him can you spend? And it's not that I don't think he's great, but it's only you, only you I wanna fillet. Are you gay for Steve? I think you may be, and that would be alright. But let a bitch know just what your steez is, so I know if I should shave tonight. I could have wished a thousand wishes, cause I like to be with you. But if it's always me and you and your friend Steve, there's nothing I can do. Do 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 Steve. Do 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 do. Why don't you just go be with your best friend and boyfriend Steve?
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? Chasing mice and digging holes, tiny paws up the hill. Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse, will you communicate by Morse? 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 How will you speak to that horse? What does the frog say? What the frog say? What the fuck say? No.
That was What Does the Fox Say, also known as The Fox, by Yelvis, the 2013 classic that took the world by storm. Everyone knew that song, and that song was really annoying for multiple years. But I feel like since you know, hadn't heard it in a while, I hope for your sake it wasn't that bad. I remember the whole thing with that song was like the video was crazy, the way it took over. I remember being like in a school assembly and they would just like have music playing before the event and they would play this song, Feral Children. I'm trying to think how old I was. I think I was 10 in 2013, so I was a fifth grader. Insane fifth graders going feral for The Fox, What Does the Fox Say. If you've never heard that song, may you never hear it again. It's a good song, except for the actual parts where they try to make the fox sound. It's that part I hate. If they took that out and they kind of made it a more compressed song, it would be better. I got one more little throwback online silly tune, except this one is near and dear to my heart, because it's made by the one and only Perry Grip. If you're familiar with the Perry Grip songs, you're an OG. But this one is the most OG of the most OG, because I actually made a parody of this in fifth grade to do for a science project about the water cycle of like rain and precipitation, which is also rain, and runoff, which is rain later. As you can tell, I did not learn a lot from that class. But here, if you haven't guessed already, is Raining Tacos by Perry Grip.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos. Out in the street, tacos. All you can eat, lettuce and shells, cheese and meat. It's raining tacos. Yum, 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 yum.
Cheese, 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 cheese.
It's raining tacos. Raining tacos. Raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos. Raining tacos.
Let me tell you something about rock. I was stuck like a stone down in the nether till you came along. Put your faith in me, gave me the power to set me free. I don't wanna be running from zombies for the rest of our lives. Let's be creative till the day that we die. Now do I have to tell ya one more time? Yeah! Yeah! I used to wake up and pray back in my childhood days. Getting known is such a dirty shame. They never gave me a chance to let my imagination dance. Hell, I came up with a different game. Minds all of the time, out in the sun, having some.
ready to go. I'm gonna jump right through. I'm coming straight for you. Who the end of dragon is a hell of a foe. Come on now, down in the mine, all of the time. Out in the sun, having some fun. Found the love, dreaming of. Yes, now I'm never ever looking back, cause I feel alive. I move mountains with my mind. I feel the high, like a new moon on the rise. I feel alive when the colors of the world collide. I feel the high with the power of the wolf inside. We need to work it out. The creepers scream and shout. They start to overload. They might just
that was I Feel Alive by Jack Black from the unreleased Minecraft movie coming out this Friday. My girlfriend is so excited for that movie. She was big into Minecraft. And yeah, she's very, very excited for that movie. Actually, send some love to her because her huge year-long thesis is due tomorrow, and she's working very hard. I read a bit of it, and it's phenomenal. It's on episodic future thinking. If you don't know what that is, it's essentially the concept of being able to formulate concrete visualizations in your mind based upon things that have not yet occurred because of, like, your... it's a bunch of different stuff. Obviously, I'm not well versed in it. I've read a bit of it, and I've heard many a presentation. But yeah, so she's working on that right now, and maybe this weekend, as a little fun reward, we'll go see the Minecraft movie, which will be very exciting. I've heard many mixed things. I've heard that it's good. I've heard that it's bad. I don't care. It's Minecraft. The last song for you guys. I'm going to get right into it. It's a fun one. It's Kyle Gordon. If you're not familiar with Kyle Gordon, he's an up-and-coming comedic musician. And he has his second album also coming out the same day as the Minecraft movie this Friday. This is from his first album. And it's great. It's probably the one that everyone knows if they knew it. It made the rounds on TikTok. And yeah. Here are some DJ Crazy Times.
Alert! Alert! DJ Crazy Times! If you want parties to be making, have some noise! Bratislava! All the women in the world! Let me see your beautiful faces! Oh, I've got an idea! World peace!
Touch
that's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you a great Tuesday.
I want this sex on the phone.
That's really awkward because I thought I had more time. I mean, I thought I had less time. Turns out I still have a little bit of time. So yeah, thank you for listening to the show. Have a great April. Enjoy the month. Hopefully it gets warmer. It's a little rainy right now. But just remember to support the people in your life. Remember to tell people that you love them. I think that's mighty fun to give people love. So if you haven't done that, sell that. If you're going to watch the Minecraft movie, good for you. And yeah, that's all for me. Have a great Tuesday.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.